This is Metamorphity.
Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com, and this is episode one of the series, Inviting Healing, Activating Your Healer. Sometimes life turns on a quiet hinge, and what comes before no longer fits what follows. And sometimes it arrives with a phone call, a doctor's voice over a chart, a scan that confirms what you feared or didn't see coming, a line from someone you trust, "We'll need to take care of this. We're going to need to operate. This is going to take some time." Sometimes it isn't spoken at all. It's quieter. It arrives like a whisper from somewhere deeper. "I don't feel like myself. Something is changing. Something's not quite right." Maybe you didn't hear it at first. Maybe you pushed it away, as we all do, until the voice got louder, until it landed. And once it landed, it changed things. This series begins there, in that moment, the moment you heard. Whatever the words were, whatever the sensation was, however the knowing arrived, this is where we begin. Because healing isn't just about moving forward. It begins by coming home to the moment that changed your inner landscape. Not to dwell there, but to meet it with presence, to soften around it, to hold it in a new way. This episode is here to meet you at that threshold. You don't have to relive it. You don't have to explain it. You just have to know that something in you heard and something in you responded. That matters. Many people begin their healing journey in a state of emotional freefall. Even if the situation is manageable, even if the prognosis is good, even if there's a plan in place, the nervous system still registers the disruption. Because health is not just physical, it's emotional, energetic, spiritual. And when a part of that system is threatened or altered, even gently, the body responds. Some people go into action mode. Others go numb. Some feel the ground drop out from beneath them. Others try to ignore it and keep going, hoping it will all pass. All of these are normal. All of these are human. And none of them are wrong. But if you're listening to this, then you're already doing something remarkable. You're choosing to engage this moment with awareness. Not to control it, not to fix it, but to relate to it differently. And that changes everything. A note before we go further. What you'll hear in this series is not medical advice. These reflections and meditations are designed to support your inner life, not to replace medical treatment or professional guidance. You're encouraged to walk this journey in partnership with your trusted healthcare professionals and with your own inner wisdom. Healing is not either or, it's both and. Both the science of medicine and the soul's deep knowing. Let yourself be supported by all that is available to you. And this is what we're doing together. Why inviting healing? Because healing cannot be forced. It cannot be commanded or controlled. Healing's not something we make happen. It's something we create the conditions for. When we invite healing, we shift from effort to openness. We acknowledge what hurts without collapsing into it. We name what's needed without demanding guarantees. We step into relationship with our experience, and in doing so, we reclaim a kind of quiet power. The power of invitation is this. It grants your experience dignity. It says to the body, "I trust you." It says to the moment, "You matter." And it says to the deeper field of life, "I am here and I'm willing to receive." An invitation is not passive. It's active in its receptivity. It's a threshold where presence meets possibility. And when we extend that invitation inwardly and honestly, healing often begins to respond in kind. So we begin here, not with force, but with invitation. A hand on the heart, a breath that softens, a willingness to say, "I'm listening now. I'm open. Let the healing begin." Here's what we know from decades of research in medicine and neuroscience. The way we experience a diagnosis or a medical threshold and how we relate to it emotionally has a direct impact on how the body heals. It's not magic. It's not false hope. It's biology. When we're in a state of fear, the body tightens. Stress hormones surge. Inflammation rises. The immune system is suppressed. The mind loops in anxious patterns, and healing slows. But when we're in a state of inner calm and trust, even while facing uncertainty, something different happens. The nervous system begins to regulate. The heart steadies. The breath deepens. The immune system becomes more responsive. The body becomes a safer place to heal. This is what we're doing together. We're inviting in healing, not by forcing anything to change, but by creating the conditions for change to happen. Over the next 7 episodes, you'll be guided through a series of reflections and meditations. Each one will meet you where you are. Each one will work with the subconscious mind, with the emotional body, with the part of you that's ready to partner in your healing. Because here's the truth. Healing is not a passive event. It's a partnership between your care team, between your body's deep intelligence, and the part of you that still remembers how to heal, even if you think you've forgotten. We call that part the inner healer. You may not feel strong right now. You may still be afraid. You may be uncertain, confused, tired, angry, resigned. You're allowed to be. This is not a space for performance. This is a space for presence. Your inner healer is not a superhero. It's not an imaginary fix. It's the quiet intelligence that already lives within you. The part of you that knows how to mend a cut, how to knit a bone, how to rest, recover, regenerate. The inner healer is not an invention, it's a remembering. And this series will help you remember. So for today, there's nothing to do. There's no solution to chase. There's no outcome to control. Only this. To come back to the moment you heard in whatever way it happened and to hold that moment with care. You might place your hand on your heart or on the part of your body that's asking for healing. You might take a slow breath in and just say to yourself, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm willing to begin. That's all. That's enough. Because healing isn't a destination. It's a relationship, and the relationship begins now. So let this be your invitation to soften, to listen, to trust the part of you that already knows the way. Let this be the first yes, not to what's happening, but to how you'll meet it. And let tomorrow be the next step as we begin listening to the body with new ears and a quiet kind of compassion. You're not alone, and you're not broken. Let the journey begin. This is Patrick Ryan from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the guided meditation.